Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama sa pagiging multikultural ng Australia ang diversidad sa pagkain. Ito ay binibigyang pansin sa pinakabagong programa sa telebisyon ng SBS na The Chef's Line. Kasama na rin dyan ang kakaibang twist sa proseso ng kompetisyon. Narito ang ulat.
Celebrating the great diversity of our fabulous food nation.
Welcome to the Chef's Line.
Noong nakaraang Biyernes ay nagkaroon ng preview screening sa opisina ng SBS para sa pinakabagong palabas sa telebisyon na The Chef's Line. Ito ay tatakbo ng 13 linggo at bibigyang tuon ang iba't ibang pagkain sa buong mundo. Ganoon na rin ang tagisan ng galing sa pagitan ng mga home cooks at professional cooks. Sa panayam kay Melissa Leong, isang kilalang food writer at hurado ng The Chef's Line, sinabi niyang may mga nakagugulat na kinalabasan sa programa.
Well, I think right at the beginning, you know, as Dan and Mark and I sort of sat down and went, well, obviously, you know, these professional chefs are going to just absolutely cream the home competition. But we were wonderfully surprised by the caliber of home cooks, the amount of passion of multiple generations of recipes handed down, evolved, perfected. And I think that a lot of the professional chefs were actually quite shocked. They thought they were just going to walk in and just absolutely dominate, but I think you'll be quite surprised. There are lots of little shocks and upsets through the series, and I think it will really make the audiences at home really barrack and go, yeah, you know, I speak in Bolognese rules and I know it, I do it. So yeah, I think it'll really arm people with a lot of confidence that what they know is valuable. It's valuable to them, it's valuable to their families, and home cooked food.
Hiningan din ng opinyon si Melissa Leong kung paano naiiba ang programa sa ibang cooking show competition. At ito ang kanyang ibinahagi.
Well, obviously it's so much better. But yeah, but yes, it is a competitive show. That is the vehicle that we're looking at. But really, that vehicle is there to deliver and communicate a love and a joy of each week's cuisine. I like to say that it's like a love letter to each week's cuisine. Fall in love with it, you learn something new, you remember why you love that cuisine so much, and just seeing these people who just absolutely love it, they know it inside out, whether or not it's food of their own cultural background or food that they're just absolutely obsessed with, that kind of love and that kind of energy is really infectious, and I think that that's really what the show is about communicating the joy, the connectivity of food.
At nang siya ay tanungin kung ano ang isa sa pinakamaaalala niyang sandali sa programa, ito ay ang Vietnamese Week na magiging pilot episode ng The Chef's Line. Dito ay makikilala niyo rin si Ian, ang isang Pilipinong-Australiano na sadyang kinagiliwan at nagdala ng saya sa programa.
I think that leading off with Vietnamese Week is a really wonderful way to introduce the series to Australia, because it was certainly one of the most vibrant, energetic, fun experiences. The home cooks are hilarious. There was some very just cute manicure music. You know, there are just hilarious moments of running around and chaos and noise and mess and near misses. And I think that was really one of the most fun experiences, just observing people in this extremely foreign environment. You know, these are passionate home cooks cooking in an environment they're not used to. And the chefs even thought they would be able to just
Makakasama ni Melissa Leong bilang mga hurado sina Dan Hong at Mark Olive. Ang The Chef's Line ay magsisimula sa 3 ng Abril, Lunes hanggang Biyernes, alas 6 ng gabi.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radyo. At sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.